Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were talking about the need for a Christian to be a living sacrifice for Christ. Listen as we continue there today.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
God calls saved people to be holy. We are to be holy and righteous in this world. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, Romans 12:1 says, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, it's not acceptable to men or to a church. It's acceptable to God. It's so much higher. But you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Now, sacrifices were usually made on altars, and they'd kill an ox there, or a lamb, or something else. But a living sacrifice is that ox, instead of being placed and killed on an altar, is instead pulling the plow for the husbandman. As he pulls that plow, it goes the direction of the husbandman directing. And so he's called us to pull the plow for Christ, but to follow his way, this way of holiness and righteousness. That's the road that we are to hoe as his people. And so, we're not fashioning ourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which is called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation, all the way that you live. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And by the way, that is a present imperative command, meaning be this, and you continue to be this the rest of your life. If it had been negative, it would have meant stop doing this and don't ever do it again. Here, be holy, because the Lord is holy. You do that the rest of your life. So going back to Romans 12:1, but I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, not to man, unto God, which is your reasonable service. The word service has a root word in the Greek of worship. You worship God by serving him in obedience and in holiness and righteousness as according to his word. So, again, if you shake your head at the state of this country today and of your country, then maybe it's because we're not pulling the plow ourselves. Maybe there's a lack of true repentance among God's people. And we need to get right on that. Now, because God commands all men everywhere to repent, because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world. Now, at times, it is as deceiving by the prophets, because they are also deceived themselves by what they will not say. You see, sometimes it's not that he says what is wrong, it's that what he doesn't say, what he says should be right. There are some preachers that will not justify sin, but they won't preach against sin. They will not justify unrighteousness, but they won't preach against unrighteousness. And by the way, that is a sin, and that's unrighteous for him not to do so, because the preacher is commanded to preach the word in season, whether they like it or not, or out of season, if they don't like it, preach the word with all long-suffering doctrine and authority. So that's the way we're to preach. We're to reprove, we're to rebuke, and we're to exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. And if we're not going to do that, then we're out of the will of God as preacher. Now, the flesh desires perhaps rock music, and those things are taken in the contemporary. Then there's a flesh desiring to seem intellectually above the rest. And so, whereas the one are deceived by a contemporary, the others are deceived by the abomination of Calvinism, exalting their narcissistic, arrogant pride. The emerging church turns the grace of God into lasciviousness, rebelling against God, as 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 says, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you who privily shall bring in damnable heresies." That isn't to the local church, by the way. "And denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction, and many," not just a few, "but many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them to chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment." There are demon spirits that are already in that place. Now, you don't think it's fearful for demons and for devils? They will not be tormenting you in hell, because it torments them. It's that bad. That's why there's a legion of devils in the man at Gadarene. And when he comes face to face with Jesus, he wants them cast out. And those demons plead with Jesus to let them go into that herd of swine instead of sending them there before the time, because some were already in hell, in the lake of fire of demons. They didn't want to be sent there before the time, so they would much rather indwell pigs. Those swine ran down the side of the mountain and jumped into the lake, the Sea of Galilee. Which, by the way, when I go there, I take people to that very place that they may see it and hear the story of how that all come about. And so, my friend, I encourage you, I highly encourage you to walk with God in these last days. Is it hard? Yes, it's hard. But, my friend, that is so much better. That is so much better than if you go another direction. If you go another direction, but you're saved, you're saved so as by fire, you're going to be ashamed at his appearing, 1 John 2:28 says. Oh, my Christian friend, that's not what you want. Now, all of these have one common thing. The words grace and liberty are always applied to the flesh, not the spirit. As one who plays the devil's advocate. And he says, "Well, I'm just trying to get people to think." They say self-righteously that, "Oh, I'm just helping." No. Why? Because they never try to tell them the way of truth. They never try to say, "No, that's not right, but here's why that's not right, and this is what it ought to be," and take them back the way of good old fundamental standards, righteousness, holiness, the things that ethics and the things that God has. You see, as a devil, their words are all stated with the purpose of creating doubt of God's word. And for them to get you away from standards, to get you away from holiness, they've got to create doubt in God's word, and that's what they do. In short, they always seem to give liberty and grace to the flesh, denying the spirit. As in hell, they are all scattered, and they can't be gathered, saved. If they're saved, but so as by fire. I wonder if those that are devil's advocates because they think they are superior, do they not know the devil's using them? You see, they think they're superior to other people, but actually the devil has them deceived and not the other people. But he thinks he can use them to deceive people. Now, let's look at the result here as we look at verse 19. There is no healing of thy bruise. Thy wound is grievous. All that hear the bruit of thee shall clap the hands over thee. For upon whom hath not thy wickedness passed continually? And so, whereas we see the failure of the men here, and the people are scattered in the mountains in verse 18, then here we see the end result. And you'll notice the end result of the soul who dies without Christ as their Lord and Savior. There's no healing of the bruise. They will always feel it. I'm of the opinion if you die with cancer, you'll still have cancer in hell. I think if you see the man and the rich man in hell, he had desire for water and couldn't have any. Even for somebody just to put their finger, and he maybe couldn't see Lazarus, but he said, send Lazarus. And he might have thought of Lazarus with his body being full of sores, but he'd much rather have his body filled with sores to touch his tongue with water than to go as it is right now. And so, oh, the result of the soul dying without Jesus as Lord and Savior. No healing of the bruise. They'll always feel it. They'll be tormented night and day. The wound is grievous, we're told. It affects the rest of the body. They clap their hands over thee as the Lord and his holy angels will ensure the continual torture of hell. That lake of fire, as your wickedness was never deterred by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And now you're having the consequences of it. And yet, just think, you could have been saved. In 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Verse 21 says, and he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. He became sin for us. In other words, all of our sin, he didn't become a sinner, but all of our sin was placed on him. Everything that he hated was placed on him, and the full wrath of almightiness was poured out on the human spirit of Jesus Christ.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.